Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the year ahead for 2023. First, we're going to break down the numerology and the energy for the collective for 2023. And of course, remember, we are all a part of the collective, so we will in some way, shape, or form feel this energy and have to work with it in some way. So it is relevant. So I highly recommend listening to the intro to that portion. Then we will break it down into each individual life path number, and we will take a look at the energies that life path energy will be working with. So again, if you're a life path one, you may have a different cycle or an additional cycle that you're working through in addition to that of the collective. So if that makes sense. So we're going to break it down for the collective, and then we're going to break it down for each individual life path number for 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, this is a great time for your year ahead forecast. We'll take a look at your own personal year ahead cycle, your personal year ahead cycle, as well as your numerology and the transits and the cycles that you have coming up for 2023. And we will break that down to give you greater insight in what you could be personally be potentially working with for the year ahead. Of course, it's always a great time for, to get your numerology report run, to have a reading or a coaching session. So if you would like to work with me in any of those capacities, book some time with me. I would love to take a look and to work with you in that way. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this. So I cannot believe, I feel like I say this every year around this time, but I can't believe it's almost a new year. But here we are in the closing phases of this sixth universal cycle of 2022, about to embark on another new adventure as we navigate through the seven universal cycle of 2023. So I think 2023 is going to be sort of a mixed bag. And I say that because the energies of the seven are very nuanced, right? But they can be very polarizing as well and divisive when in a shadow or within their extremes. So we could say that, we could say that about all the energies really, but the seven can either use the sum of all of its parts to build a bridge, or it can burn that bridge down pretty quickly. So as always, it's what we choose to do with the energy that ultimately makes the difference. I say that all the time. But it'll be interesting to see how collectively we choose to work with this vibration, because this can be a very intense, beautiful vibration to work with, but it certainly has its extremes, again, just like with any energy. But the seven is unique. So basically, the energy of the seven has two very distinct sides to itself: a very practical, pragmatic, logical, physical, investigative, like truth-seeking, knowledgeable, and fact-checking side, which can at times sort of lack trust in the unseen and within itself. It has this sort of energy of seeing is believing and discounting everything else, or not even entertaining anything outside of the seeing is believing belief system. This side of the seven is very much in the body, so to speak, and it can be very like hypercritical of itself and of others until it is able to prove its own point or find the quote unquote truth, right? And as we know, there are some truths that, always sort of give the same result, but then there's also like personal truths, and there's truths that, that are based on belief systems, which are constantly changing. So you can see how that extreme could lead to sort of clinging to an illusion that is not real. So then the other side of the seven energy is very much the opposite. It is very ethereal. It's head in the clouds, very spiritual, very psychic. Seven energy is the most psychic energy in numerology. Now, I would say we all have that, you know, we all have that, those abilities, right? But the seven is almost just sort of already tapped into that. It's just what they choose to do with that energy, right? Or that gift. So anyway, it's a very psychic, very sort of playing in the realms of the unseen, seeing beyond the illusions and the limitations of the 3D reality, and embracing the more sort of intuitive, heart-focused side of life. So where the more physical, brain-powered side of the seven is much more grounded, this other side of the seven prefers its wings over shoes and is very much driven by feeling and inner knowing. So both sides of the seven are very much needed and are beautiful in their own ways, right? However, one side without the other causes division, causes lack of trust, causes rigidity or aloofness, over-attachment or over-detachment. So too many roots or too big of wings and no roots. The vibration of the seven is off balance when it isn't bridging these two very important sides of itself and finding its own balance between the two. So you could look at the vibration of the seven as the ultimate when it comes to the union or the merging of the masculine physical energy and the more ethereal spiritual feminine energy. And again, when I speak, I'm going to be talking about feminine masculine energy as we move through this forecast. And I'm not talking about gender. So I just want to get that out of the way. I know if you listen to my channel that you know the masculine, we all have masculine feminine energies from within. There are masculine feminine energies within everything. And so that's what I'm speaking to. I'm speaking to the energy when I talk about that. So just as a precursor. Okay, so the seven is the bridge, or is meant to be the bridge that balances these vibrations, right? So when that bridge is missing, we see imbalance, we see divisiveness, we see extremes of these energies. So one more dominant than the other and sort of out of control. So on a high level, we can view 2023 as a pivotal year when it comes to the collective balancing of the masculine and the feminine energies. 2023 has the potential to be the bridge or the building of that bridge, sort of commencing, right? And so we can see if we look at the current state of things and the state of things over the last thousands of years, it's definitely been more masculine energy dominated, right, to an extreme. And so the last few years, especially, we see this rising of the divine feminine energy. There's a long ways for that energy to go to meet the masculine. And really, it's this energy or this sort of balancing act where the masculine energy needs to be brought down a little bit, right, as the feminine rises. And so again, 2023 has the potentiality to be sort of, again, the commencing of building that bridge, of allowing and supporting that feminine energy collectively to rise. And sort of balancing out that more masculine energy. We'll see, right? Because it's always, again, what sort of the collective consciousness, which is humans and, you know, the living beings, right? Like what we choose to do with this energy. And really, I'm looking at you humans, at us. I'm human also. And so, but yeah, so as with anything, we rarely see sort of true progress or solutions without there first being some kind of like breaking point where things have to get worse before they get better. And again, you know, it's like if there's too much light, there needs to be some darkness. If there's too much darkness, the light comes in. And so it's like, again, it's like this balancing. But in order to do that balancing, to find that happy medium, there has to be some level of chaos. That's just sort of the way it works, right? There has to be that, like that boiling point, that breaking point, to realize where it is that adjustments need to be made. So we have definitely seen this over the last few years. And I think 2023 will sort of be a continuation of that chaos. But I also think 2023 has the potential with this energy to bring to light hidden truths and monumental solutions that we haven't seen before and that help to shift the collective consciousness, sort of moving us closer towards that merging of the masculine and feminine energies, right? And so we will continue, more than likely, to see the feminine energies continue to rise under this seven energy to meet those masculine energies. So I think we have the potential to make great strides in that direction, right, of that balancing. I think that this is a potentially a year for awareness, for understanding again where it is specifically that we really need to start making some major adjustments and what that looks like, and then coming up with those solutions. And so again, I don't think that everything's going to come to fruition. I don't think much is going to come to fruition under this energy, but it's the commencing of building that bridge, the building the container to support the feminine energy to rise to meet the masculine and to merge. So generally speaking, we could see a greater focus on health and well-being, advancements in medicine and cures for hard to treat illnesses. Because seven energy is also, again, it's very physical. It can be very physical. It can be very in the body. And so focus comes to the body and holistic health. And this, of course, would allow for greater longevity and greater quality of life. Holistic health can become even more of a focus, including a greater emphasis on how to manage emotions in a healthy, constructive way, and how to harness all of that powerful energy and channel it into something useful. So emotions are typically thought of as very feminine energy. How we express those emotions is can be very masculine, right? Because it's action, right? So there can be, under this seven energy, a more focus on emotions and how we use those emotions and how we express them and all of those things, right? Like more of an emphasis on this. Because we have been sort of conditioned to suppress that charged energy, which, as we know, it will eventually find its way out in very unpredictable ways. So that can, of course, be very destructive. So there could be more of a focus this year on tools and resources to help all humans sort of find their own best way to express that energy in a positive, constructive way. Also with this seven energy, we could see a lot of truth coming to the surface unexpectedly. So secrets being revealed, information that can be sort of that can't be ignored anymore, that has the potential to create major shifts in perception and understanding, as well as shifts in action and outcomes. So seven isn't energy that sits back and sort of like accepts the status quo at face value without doing a bit of its own digging beyond the surface layer. So if you tell a seven that the sky is blue, they want to know why. Right? It's like they may believe that, because they can see it, but they want to know why. They want to know the sort of intricacies. They want to know the hidden details. So we could see this kind of sort of collective investigative work take place this year, where more and more people sort of refuse to just believe whatever they're told by people in quote unquote roles of authority. So does someone or an entity know what's best for you? Maybe. Maybe not, but the seven will do the work to understand as much as possible before they commit to whatever they're being told to commit to. So this energy sort of encourages us to think for ourselves under every circumstance. Now that can be, you know, you can take that to the extreme, obviously, but it definitely, this energy promotes that thinking for yourself, doing the work yourself, coming to your own conclusions based on the information presented to you, as well as your own inner knowing. The nature of the seven is to be highly sensitive and spiritual, psychic, and intuitive. So it's very, very possible that this year we could see, this could be a great year for all things metaphysical to finally come on stage and to take a bow, right? We could see things such as astrology, numerology, psychics and mediums, and other metaphysical sciences and divination tools find its rightful seat at the table, sort of garnering much needed and deserved respect, or at least we may get sort of an invite to the party, right? Even if our seat still isn't reserved just yet. We may not get the public recognition and approval that we deserve just yet, but we could definitely see an uptick in people becoming more sort of drawn to this side of themselves and recognizing the value in not only these services from others, but in growing their own personal gifts in a much deeper way. So we could also see sort of some religions that are more controlling and more sort of prescriptive or, just more like punitive in nature come under fire under this energy for perhaps unethical behavior or corrupt behaviors. So that may come into the spotlight this year. Because remember, the seven energy is the truth seeker. It's the one who's going to dig deeper and sort of excavate anything hidden to bring it to the surface to be reviewed. And that doesn't just have to be religions. I mentioned traditional religions, even spirituality. There's corruption. There's all of these things in anything where humans have their hands in it, right? Like anywhere that the ego is involved, there is corruption, right? And so but there's really this sort of more like spiritual, religious, sort of, again, psychic, intuitive nature to the seven that's more like philosophical and that sort of thing. So it's really, I think, going to be an emphasis on those areas this year, bringing things to light and bringing to the forefront these tools, the more metaphysical side of things, bringing it to the spotlight, giving us a seat at the table that is much deserved and is, has been a long time coming. And we can already sort of see this happening. I was watching, I follow Molly McCord, who is an astrologer. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are very familiar with her. And she recently, I can't remember the event that she was at, but it was with all of these speakers who, are like authors and like are healers and spiritual teachers and spiritual gurus and all these things, right? And she was invited to that event and spoke about astrology. And I was so impressed by that. Molly is impressive on her own, but I was so impressed by that because that's what I'm talking about when I say it's like astrology, numerology, like psychics and mediums coming to the table, right? And being an active participant in these sort of mainstream events that normally we wouldn't get an invite to necessarily, right? We don't necessarily see that. And so I was really excited to see that. And I hope that that's sort of an indicator of what's to come because I could go on and on. But anyway, so I do think under this seven energy, we're going to see more and more of that come to light. And I also think that, again, more and more people will start to sort of investigate and explore that side of themselves. So at the core of this universal vibration, the energy will be working towards bridging the seen with the unseen, the physical with the metaphysical, the heart and the brain, the masculine energy with the feminine energy. So this won't all happen this year, right? Little by little, things will be sort of finalized. Like, you know what I mean? They'll come to fruition, solutions will be found. But I don't think that we're going to see that necessarily happen this year. This is like the jumping off point, I think. This is the time for the exploration and the planning, right? There is the potential for many seeds to be planted this year, and those seeds will be ready to harvest in the coming years. So this is like the preparation phase. This is where we start to get the insights and the downloads and all of that, and then start to plan. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at your individual life path number now to see what you're working with for 2023. Life Path 33-6. So I pulled an animal spirit message for y'all for 2023, and you got gecko energy. And geckos are so cute, so I love this for 33s. But what's interesting, what came through with gecko is this energy of longevity, of agility. Also of sort of this energy of like being underestimated and then surprising people. And so, or surprising, you know, the flies or whatever the prey is, right? So there's something here for you all about if there's a something that you're working on, something that you're building, something that you're creating, to continue to move through it, to continue to see it through, even through the obstacles. People may underestimate or, you know, be like, oh, this person's never going to make it. This relationship's never going to make it, blah, blah, blah. So there's definitely this energy of like being underestimated and you just shining, right? Like just doing, just surprising people, right? With not only your perseverance, but also what you're able to create through that perseverance. So there's definitely something here about whatever it is that you're building upon. Obviously, be in the present moment, but also take into account the longevity of it. And so that will help you to appreciate the process as opposed to just trying to get to the goal, right? The end goal, which we humans tend to try to do. It's just be like, I wish that I had whatever, but then we forget about getting to that point is a process, right? And we need to move through that process. And so there's definitely something here with longevity and being able to be agile through any obstacles that may surface for you. And doing that with grace and understanding that if an obstacle surfaces, there's a reason. And it's so funny because this has been the case with all of the numbers, all the life paths, but your animal spirit message just matches the energy that you all are working with for 2023 so beautifully. So it's just, as you're moving through 2023, if you get stuck, if there's, if you feel like things are moving too slowly, if you feel like you're just keep hitting walls, just remember Gecko, because his energy is just so aligned with what you all are working with. So, which is a perfect segue. So of course you all are working with the seven energy, just like the rest of us, because you are a part of the collective, but 33s are also working with 40-4 energy. And so what this brings up, well, first of all, four at its core is very much like the reality, right? It's going to be the reality check. It's going to be like, okay, this is your goal. This is your desire. This is your dream. Do you have everything do you have everything that you need to make it happen? Are you skipping steps? Are you being methodical? Do you have a plan, right? It's like the hovering parent that wants to make sure that you achieve what it is that you want to achieve and that you do it in a way that there is, that it's sustainable, right? Which takes time, which takes patience, which takes perseverance. So this year for you, you have an opportunity to make great strides in whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, but you have to understand that any roadblocks that come up are blessings in disguise, right? They're helping you to see, okay, this is not good for me. This is good for me. This didn't work, obviously. So what can I do that will work? And so you unlock the wisdom through that process. But the four can feel incredibly frustrating because it can feel like you're just constantly being slowed down, like you're constantly being micromanaged by the universe. And so it can get a little bit frustrating, but it's there so that you don't have to come back and redo whatever this is. So it wants it done right the first time. So with this energy, this year could bring into your awareness some things around finances. So, and because this is a general reading, you could see either extreme or right in the middle, right, with finances. So you could see an uptick in your finances, or you could see that your finances are being drained in some way. So it might be that this is the year that, because four energy is very much about like the house, the home type thing in the sense of the structure, right? So the foundation. So it might be that you have to shell out a lot of money around that structure, right? To like fix it or whatever. or your own body, right? It might be a year that you have to go in for surgery or something like that, or have work done type thing. And so it costs money. Could also be that you see, you sell a home or you sell a property or something like that, and your finances increase, or your work brings in some kind of additional finances, and so you see an uptick in that, or you lose finances. So again, it could be either, but finances are coming in strongly this year for you all, so be aware of that. Again, the building, the foundation. So, and that's also your personal, your physical body, the building foundation. So there could be a lot here, not a lot, but there could be some things that come up for you all, again, around your holistic health, where there needs to be some attention in one of those areas, right? Or your actual home that you live in, or an office building or whatever, right? So there could be some things that, again, if you're building a business, if you're building, if you're looking to buy a home or something like that, you want to make sure that you do the steps, right? That you're very methodical and you plan your process. For energy, again, is the taskmaster energy. It's going to make sure that it's done right, or it's going to want you to do it right. And so if you try to skip steps, chances are you're going to have to come back and revisit that to do it again. Let's see what else. So yeah, this is a planning period. So I would say this year, now you can make great strides under four energy, but they're not going to be that instant gratification energy. That's the thing that frustrates people. It's typically not the instant gratification. This is the planning process. This is the building process. This is the one where, again, it's like you're in the middle of the process. So it's not the things coming to fruition, the gratification, all those things. That's to come, and the reward will be in direct proportion to the effort put forth. So just remember that as you're building whatever you're building. But this is this can be a planning period where you're continuing to plan your next steps and how it is that you want to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve. Again, this can be the reality check, this energy. So this can be a year where your awareness comes to where it is that you maybe have some limitations, right? And where is it, or how is it that you can overcome those limitations? And that might be something where you need to call in the external resources to help you to do that. Or some limitations just cannot be overcome, right? And we need to find ways to work with them if we want to achieve whatever it is that we're trying to achieve, and understand that those limitations are there for a reason. Sometimes it's to move us in a different direction. Sometimes it's for us to find the strength within to work with those limitations, right? So you may see things come up for you that feels like you're being held back, or that you are being hindered in some way. And really it might just be saying to you, these are the limitations. You got to deal with it. And how are you going to deal with it type thing? So that's very possible as well. This can also bring about new beginnings. But again, it's like new beginnings through recognizing, again, like the limitations, or hitting a roadblock or something like that. And in that, facing that roadblock, facing that challenge, you may just be like, you know what? I don't want this anymore. This is just not for me. A lot of times with four energy, you are going to face challenges. You are going to face a lot of roadblocks, because it's sort of like sifting through what's working, what's not working, and it's trying to bring that to your attention. And sometimes under four energy, people will give up too quickly. And so there is this sense of the checkpoints to keep making sure, is this what you want? Is this not what you want, right? Is it worth overcoming these challenges and becoming the expert at whatever this is, because four is expert energy. So there is that possibility of giving up too soon, and underestimating, right? Like the gecko, underestimating your abilities and like what you're capable of, even with the limitations that you might be presented with. So with this year, this energy, you may see that there are a lot of like checks and balances. So just sort of pay attention to that, right? Like it may be that it's telling you, or you might come to the realization, the energy is not going to say to you, this is right or this is wrong. It has to be your own realization. Like, I don't want this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, this is not worth it. Or if you're like, okay, here's another challenge, but you know what? I want this so bad. Like, I know this is where I'm meant to go. and the soul overrides the ego, right? And you find a way to overcome it and work with those limitations. So this can be a year of constant checks and balances. So just kind of keep that in mind and see it for what it is. Because a lot of times the solutions that you sort of uncover, the solutions to the problems will uncover past or current procedures that are impeding your progress. So I want to repeat that because it's really, really important. And I want you to remember that when you hit those obstacles, the solutions to the problems will often uncover past or current procedures that are impeding your progress. So it's not always like an obstacle shows up and it's like, okay, well, this isn't for me because it's not happening or it's too hard or whatever. That obstacle, that challenge is trying to show you what's not working, what's impeding your progress, right? And that's the beauty of the four energy. So it can be a very slow but very beneficial energy. And it's just reminding you that the obstacles are blessings in disguise. Whether they sort of push you to redirect, or they push you to pull from that resiliency, pull from your inner resources and your external resources to overcome whatever it is. This is a year where you have the potential to surprise a lot of people with what it is that you can achieve. Again, people who underestimate you. And this is also like you underestimating yourself and surprising yourself at what you're capable of. So 33 is, this has the potential to be such a powerful year for you all and such a productive and successful year for you all. Now, you might not reap the rewards of the work that you put in this year, because again, four energy is not about instant gratification. It's more of like a building energy, and making sure that what you're building is a solid foundation and a solid structure. But it's setting you up to be very successful in whatever this is that you're creating. So just use this energy really wisely. See it for what it is. Try not to get discouraged. Don't give up too easily. And I think you'll be very satisfied with the results once you get to that point. So I hope it is a beautiful year for you all, 33s. Thank you so much for being here. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.